Bishushan Abira that was in the Beis Hamikdash in a lishcha in a room called the Shushan Abira. Now Achaf Akir Mizrachas Venus, one was on the northeast side, the Achaf Akir Mizrachas Venus on the east south side. Shalkir Mizrachas Venus on the east north side, Hoysi Sayyar Shemesh was a little bit longer than Meshur Beinu's Amma, Chatsiyas was a half an Amma longer. But the Shalkir Mizrachas Venus, Hoysi Sayyar Leia Chatsiyaspa, it was even another half an Espa more, which comes out together, but into Yisrael al Shemesh Etzba. That the second one was an Etzba bigger than Moshe. Now, V'lom Mahoyu Achaz G'dor L'Dachaz Ketana, how come they have to have one bigger, one smaller? So Pshat is like this, K'shoyu Umnin Neitlin. When the Umnin used to take upon themselves to build or to bring things in the Beis Hamikdash, they used to get paid for it. So you want to make sure that they would do exactly, because otherwise if they took extra money, it would be over Nisamila. So Neitlin Diktano, Umar Zivin Begdolo. When you used to take away, you used to measure it off in a smaller measuring. And we'll bring it back, we'll have to bring it back in a bigger measuring, Shleyovu De Mila, as if they for sure would not be over the Yisamila. So they took it away in the regular Amma Shomaisha, but when they returned it, whatever they took from Hegdish, then I always give back a drop more, to make sure that it's care, they're not giving back a drop less, they should not be over the Yisamila. But still, Tati Lomeli, why here in Shushan Abira they have to have two of them? One a half an etzba bigger, one a whole etzba bigger. Why? Chodah the castle of the Habar. When you take gold and silver, there it's enough just to make it a half of an etzba bigger. For chodah the binyana, when you're building, you have to build a whole etzba bigger. But Kohanim had these measuring things that was an etzba bigger than the regular amma. So to show how much is that etzba, that's what we said before, the size of a thumb. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Vitema Rav Huna bar Nosin, Li Oysa Shrino, goes note to the din of our Mishnah. The our Mishnah says, Shiye another mumis, Shiye Zbosa ben Chuyu Lechuyu, Mola Yetzba. He has the tail of the Bechor, that the bones are separated by an Etzba of meat in between, that's called a mum. So the shell is how big is an Etzba? An Etzba is the size of a thumb. If you have the size of a thumb in between, that makes it from mum. And Mishnah says, Ein loy beitzim. What's going to be if the Bechor doesn't have beitzim? Oy ein loy ela beitzach. Only he has only one. That's also called a mum. We have Yishma Leimer im yesh loy shnei kisim. If it has two kisim, two sacks there, you should know yesh loy beis beitzim. For sure it has two beitzim, even though you can't see them. Ein loy shnei kisim. If it doesn't have two sacks, then ein loy ela beitzach. Then for sure it only has one. Even if it has two and one, it's no good. That's also called a mum. It has to have two kisim. So the kiva roimel moishive al akuzer. Kiva holds if you have this b'chor that has, let's say, two kisim, but you only see one beta there, so sit him down on his back on the moyach and like press down, pull the beitzim, pull the sack. In yesh beitzim, if there is a beitzim really there, you should know seifalotis will come down. And if it doesn't come down by you pushing it, that's a proof there's no beitzim there, and therefore it's called a mum. And Meister once happened like this. Shemir, what they pulled down on the sack, for Layot, and the Beitzah did not come down. So the Paskin was called the Mum. Nishkata, they said you're allowed to shecht this Bechor. And after they shechted it, Venim says, Bevuka Bixolim. They found out that the Beitzah was really there, just stuck up all the way on top, on the sides, on the Bixolim, on the flanking. But Yitzhak of Kivikivis says, still it's Mutta. Because, you know, since the Beitzah was not in its right place, it was all the way up, that's still called the Mum. Rabbi Yechonim ben Uri, the Yosef Rabbi Yechonim ben Uri, he also know that the mice is not called the mum, he holds, because the mice said there was a beitzah there, just as all the way up, he holds, it's not called the mum. So what's the way this? Hash, do you tell me, the Mishnah says, Ein lo yele beitzachas, omar tevi mum, if it only has one beitzah, it's called the mum, it's missing, Ein lo klal mi boy, if it doesn't have anything, for sure it's a mum. What does the Mishnah have to say, Ein lo beitzah, and then it says, Ein lo yele beitzachas, let me just say, Ein lo yele beitzachas, called the mum. What does that have to say the ratio for if it has no beitzim altogether? So now it's so true, I'll tell you, chasui mechu, something is missing here. Brochi ketani, this is where we should learn. Brochi ketani. Ein loy shtei beitzim v'shtei kisim. It doesn't have two beitzim, meaning to say, in two kisim. Ein lo bekis echad. It has two beitzim in one sack. That's a mum. Or else, inami shtei kisim, even if the behemah has two kisim, two sacks, but a beitzachas, you only form one beitzim there. That's also a raise mum. That's the pshan ratio. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, yesh loy beis kisim. If it has two sacks, the yadua sheyesh loy beis beitzim, for sure there are beis beitzim there. even though you can't find it, for sure there it's not a mum. Ein lo yela kisach, it only has one sack, then we say, kimi shem lo yela beit sachas domi. It's like it only has one egg, and one beit saw, and therefore it's a mum. The yasur, Rabbi Kiva, the main man, no, that the yedua lemin, I don't say this yedua, I don't say this. I don't say for sure, just the fact that it has two kisim doesn't tell me for sure that there are two beitzim there. Ela rather, Moshivi Ela Kud, you have to test it and see. Put it down on his back, or the loyach, and stretch, pull the beitzim, the kisim. In Yesh Beitza, Seif Lot Kisim, if there is a beitzim, it'll come out, it'll come down. And if nothing comes down, that's what the key is saying, even though it has two sacks, that's still a mum. The beitzer is not there, or it's in the wrong place, that's still called a mum. Then the ma'aseh, once happened, Shemir, they pulled down on the kiss, the layos, and the beitzer didn't come down. Tanya would run like this, Om Rav Yosi, ma'aseh bepiran shebeis menach, once happened by piran shebeis menach, Rashi says, Shem Akron, this city, shebeis menachim, in this house, Shemir, they once had this bechor, that had the two kissim, but only one beitzer, and they pressed down, they pulled down on the kiss, for lo yotzev, nothing came out. They didn't find another beitzer. So they passed me some mum. The nishkot, they shechted on it. The nim says, the vulka b'sol, matter, they found it attached to the ksolim. Vitter Rebbe Kiva, Kiva said it's mutter. The yotzev Rebbe Yechanan Manur, Rebbe Yechanan Manur, he says, no, it's not a mum. So that's like learning our Mishnah. Omer Rebbe Kiva, Kiva said that, Rebbe Yechanan Manur, ad mosay at the mechalim moin nishay Yisrael, how long are you going to destroy the money of Yisrael? Meaning to say that since you tried it and you didn't find the beitza there, it's not in its right place, that's called a mum, it's mutter. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he says back, no. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says back to Rabbi Kiva, the mosay after Michael you saw Nevelis, and how long I let in Christ leave Nevelis? Means it's not called a mum, you have no right to shecht it. Lav Mishka Gemara, a Nevela, why is it called a Nevela? Lav Mishka Shchita, did you shecht it? It's not called a Nevela. Ella Treifa. So Mora says, no, lo yisa treifa, so it was not a treifa either. So only Shalom was a b'chor without a mum. And the rather, the mosa yatamach yisrael kotshim achutz. Meaning to say, since it doesn't have a mum, it has kedusha on it. You have no right to eat kotshim achutz. That's the machlokes here. But you have these two kisim, and you press down, you don't find the beitza. Is that called a mum or not? Now the Mishnah says, Baal chomish reglam, let's say the behemah has five legs. That's also called a mum. The sheragla klutais, let's say its legs, the hooves are round, kishal chamor like a donkey, they're not like a behemoth, they're round like a donkey, it's also called a mum. The ashachov aksul is also called a mum. Eizel shach, what's called shachol? Shenishmuto yirechai. Means a thigh slipped out of place. The ksul, shach is miuchan gvayis, means one thigh is taller than the other one, that's called a mum. Where's their mumoni in the front legs? Ava beregel in the back legs, treifa nami heve. If it has an extra leg or missing a leg in the back, that's even a treifa. To call yes, it cannot a dummy. If you have three legs in the back, that's like one was taken off, and that makes it into a treifa. Amira popo, late time in our Mishnah says that the klutas, it's klutashachamor, there's hooves, are round like a chamor that's called the mum. So don't say, the agilun v'loi tzadikin has to be both, they're round, and they're not split, no. And akiva and agilun, since they're round, I forgot to speak, and even though they're split, even though it has a crack on the hooves, but since they're round, like a chamor, it also makes it from them. Then the ashochel, the aksil, turn around on a zeo kosel, what's called the kosel? The zeo shochel, shochel means shenishmato yirechai, that the thigh slipped out of place. Ksil, shiragli achas patech, Ksul means Sharagle Echod Basecha Ksil Ragle Echod Agabya Ksil. Means that one leg is longer than the other one. Ksil Rashi says plunked. That means that's like the part where it's Mechubah, where the socket is. So one is not going to slip out of place, just one is above the socket and one is below the socket. So that means one is bigger, one is smaller. Tani learn like this. Hasaru Aviakola. These are two mumim. Sarua means shenishtav v'loi yirechai. That means one of thigh is bigger than the other one. Kolot means shiragla klutus kishechamor. That's hooves look round like a donkey, or else kishechamor, like a horse, not like a behemoth. That's also called a moon. Yeah, then the Mishnah says, what's going to be nishpar etzem yod, let's say, the front feet, one of the legs broke, whereas we have some ragli from the back feet. Even though you can't see it, we'll soon see what that means. Mum and Edel, now all these mum we had so far, Mona Ila Biyavna. Ila put a cheshbon all these mum in Yavna, and Behoid Lechom Lechom to greet him. The Yoy Gimel, there's another three, Chayset, that he added by himself. On Amulah, the Chom said back to Ila, no, Leshemanu, Elo Aselu, we only heard the first three, not these next three that you want to say. But what are these new three that Ila is saying? Shagalgol Einoi Ogol Kashel Adam. If the eye of a behemoth is round like a man, that's a mum. Or tiv of the mouth of the behemoth, of the bechor, is burned like a shel chazir. If it looks longer, the top part is longer than the bottom part, looks like a pig, that's a mum. V'shenit d'roiv ha'madavav l'shoinit, by its tongue, most of the part that you use for talking was taken out, that's called a mum. But bezna shel achrei mum, we'll raise a mum. The next bezna greets him, and they agreed also these three things should also be called a mum. Now the Gemara is the question. Eino nikra mikra v'mum. If you say the legs were cracked, broken, but you can't tell, is that called a mum? We always say mum has to be begolin, not pesaser. Amar Papa says eino nikra machmas asum, means you can't tell it by itself, means when it's standing. Avo nikra machmas melocha, but it does work. Then you can see it can't do work. Then you can see the legs are broken. That's called a mum shabegoli. Mumim eino manu. Mar says, Lamein, what do you want to tell me? The lav hainu urchei, that's not normal. That this is called a mum. Or a minu, I have a question. It says here, but you're telling me now that the eyes of a behemoth does not look like the eye of an adam. Therefore, if it does, it's called a mum. Mar says, it's not true. Or a minu. Remember like this. Hamapelis, the Venetia has a miscarriage. And the baby looks, min baby looks like an animal. The chai of the yaif. So ben tamei and ben tamei, when they look like a behemoth tamei, a behemoth tairam, im zocher, if it's a male, teshem l'zocher, she has to be noig tumma for 6 days, 7 days. In the kebis, in the kebis, teshem in the kebis for 14 days. Any adula, so she does not know whether it's a zocher or a kebis, then the chumash she has to go both ways, teshem l'zocher and a kebis, ben l'tumma, ben l'tairam. Dibu Rabbi Meir. Now why? She had a miscarriage of an animal, of course, not another, why should she be tummy altogether? The Yom Rabba Babakon Rab Yechon, my time with Ramei, what's Ramei's reasoning? Hoyu v'galgol einoi ogo kashaladim. Because in one way a behemoth is like a man. So therefore, if a lady had a miscarriage of a behemoth, it's called a miscarriage of a person, because the eyes are alike. But according to point, we see here that the eye of a behemoth is, yes, round like the eye of a man. So why does our Mishnah say it's a mum? Omer Rab Yosef Lakasha, Atayhov Yuchmo Bechayura. One is talking about the black of the eye, one is talking about the white of the eye. So, Rashi says, B'yuchum b'shocha sh'layin ha'behema, ogul k'shalo, the black of the eye, that's round like a person's. But our Mishnah is talking about the white of the eye. That by an animal usually is not so round, so if it comes round like a man, that's called a mum. Then the Mishnah says, "Upiv bermikas shechaziyot." The mouth of the animal looks like a pig. Omer Rapop, lo tamer, don't think to shofu the porim. There has to be two things. There has to be shofu and porim. Rashi says, "Lo tamer the boy bermikaziyot mikol v'chol the shofu the porim." Shofu says, "Pivog, where the mouth is round. Porim means shofu, yain the top part is sticking out." So don't say you have to have both. Yeah, late time we don't say the shofar, the pores has to be round, and also the top part is sticking out more than the bottom part, like a pig. El ativon the palm, as long as the top part is longer than the bottom part, afagav le shofar, even though it's not round like a pig. But as long as the top part of his lip is sticking out more than the bottom part, that also makes the mum. Then b'shenit the rov hamadavon v'shel shoynei is masnis semani of yudi the tanya v'yeshenit the rov haloshen. That's the Tanakama. What's called the mum if the majority of the tongue was taken out? Then you measure the whole tongue. If you don't even know, you don't have to measure the whole tongue. But Rav Hamadabish will show you. Just the majority of the part of the tongue you use for talking, but the top part, the part that's not attached to the jaw, the part that we see like that part of the tongue, the robe of that was taken out, that also makes it into a mum. Then it says the Maisa once happened, Shahalechi Hatachton Oidef Haloyin, the bottom jaw was longer than the top jaw. For sure, the Yeshua ben Gamliel Chachamim, for Yomer Reizim, that's also called a mum. This is the opposite of a pig. Here, the bottom one was bigger than the top one. So Moses says, My Tana, Tiktoni Umaisa, like who's talking about this case? If you say a Maisa story, what's happened? We're not talking about this case. So Moses says, Yes, yes. Bishum Nisnan, we learn like this. We learn this. Nisnan, we learned, Piv Doim Lechazir. Learned if the piv of the mouth is like a chazir. Now, please give Rabbanu Leder the Rebbe, or like Rabbi Elon. Rabbanu, these were one of the three things that Rabbi Elon added on. So Rabbanu argued on him. Or Karmina, now the Mishnah is saying like this. Key pligi Rabbanu Lei, when the Rabbanu argue on Rebbe, this vasai, only by its lip, that even though the top lip is extended, that's not called a mum. This vasai al yeno, oi defes, al tachtoino. That's the argument, that's not called a mum. But if the bottom part of the lip is extended more than the top part, that's a raise the mum. There they agree, Takvila, that is called the mum. And this is very good. Oh my tsunami, yeah. Shalechi atachta noida.